USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady currently en route aboard Air Force One heading to Mount Rushmore. The President and First Lady will be watching a massive fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. If you're planning on taking part in 4th of July festivities, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells NBC's Today Show it's important to wear masks to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
You could have no symptoms, no cough, no fever, and still be someone who's spreading the disease. We know that many of the new cases are being spread in much younger people, and it's why we now encourage everyone to wear a face covering or a mask so that you can prevent asymptomatic spread.
Protesters plan to storm Washington, D.C. over the Independence Day weekend with protests and demonstrations. One of the more high-profile protests taking place at the Emancipation Memorial in Lincoln Park. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There's less foot traffic in brick-and-mortar stores, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
The vice mayor of Tempe, Arizona, is calling on Governor Doug Ducey to lead the state through the coronavirus crisis. Democrat Randy Keating says local communities can only do so much.
We've tried this once before. Half measures and token efforts aren't going to get us where we need to be. If the governor doesn't want to enforce his executive orders, then he needs to give the cities the authority to do so.
Keating speaking there on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, are calling for immediate sanctions on Russia over an unverified New York Times story that Russia had bounties on troops in Afghanistan. Now, on the Senate side of things, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton tells Fox News the Democrats haven't been too forceful when it comes to punishing Russia.
I'll examine legislation. I always am worried about Russia, what Russia's up to. That's why I've supported things like sending lethal weapons to Ukraine or withdrawing from obsolete Cold War treaties or opposing Obama-era treaties that tie our hands and give Russia and China the upper hand when it comes to our nuclear forces. I would note, every time the president takes a tough action on Russia, the Democrats who beat their chest so hard saying that they're Russia hawks always curl up in the fetal position. They didn't want to withdraw from those treaties. Mm-hmm. President Obama and Joe Biden didn't send lethal weapons to Ukraine. They always roll over in the Middle East, standing up for Russia's allies like Iran. It's not the Democrats are not the ones who are taking a tough line on Russia here. It's President Trump.
Senate Republicans are open to more stimulus checks depending on the unemployment rate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to address kids, jobs, and health care as top priorities. President Trump has voiced his approval for the checks, but the Senate is on break for the next 2 weeks. They plan to revisit a relief bill when they return July 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.